We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Primary day here in New York, part one, that is. Ralph Moore is Erie County GOP Elections Commissioner, talking about what is on the ballot today. Ralph, it's confusing. I'm trying to put it lightly, but if you are somebody who is trying to figure out how to vote in a primary, when to vote, where to vote, the good thing is you've had a lot of time. You have a lot of options. I guess the bad thing is you get a little confused when, okay, we've had polls open, but today is election day and this is the primary, but also there's another primary and where am I voting? Who am I voting for? All that kind of thing. What do you expect turnout to be like for this round of primary elections?
Well, the last gubernatorial primary, which we had 4 years ago, where Democrat Andrew Cuomo was running against Cynthia Nixon, there was a 27% turnout. We don't see that number being hit, but we do see a steady turnout of voters this morning. We've had over 1,000 people this morning already come out and cast their ballots in the first hour of voting. There are 440,000 eligible voters in Erie County, Democrats, Republicans, and conservatives, that can come out and choose their party candidate for November. 11,000 of those individuals have already voted early in the past 10 days, and thousands more have cast their ballot by absentee. So we're hoping that tonight we're going to have a significant number of those votes to report.
You know, that early voting count you mentioned, just over 11,000, was that low, average, high for early voting?
It's fairly low for Erie County, which has always been number one or two in the state. We have 38 early voting sites. We have the most hours open of early voting sites in New York State. And we've always led the state or been one or two with the amount of people taking advantage of early voting. This year, it seems that there are a lot of individuals that, and I noticed this when I was canvassing my neighborhood, they want to come to vote on election day. And today's election day, and it's a beautiful day to vote.
Beautiful day to vote, that is. Part one of this primary, that's another part of the confusing thing, that there are, normally your ballot, I guess, would be much bigger on primary day in this cycle. And now you kind of have to wait a little bit because of the delay in figuring out exactly what you were voting for, right?
Well, that's correct. Today was originally scheduled as the voting primary day for New York State. So all the races were going to be on the ballot. The court challenges to the congressional line and the state Senate lines came out too late to make it onto this year's ballot, so the court set a second primary day for those two offices in on August 23rd. The same individuals, Democrats, Republicans, conservatives, are going to be eligible to vote in those races as well, but it's going to be basically a bifurcated primary. This year we have, of course, today we have the gubernatorial races, as well as the local contest on the Democrat line for county clerk, and the Democrat and conservative lines for town justice in the town of Chickawaga.
When it comes to your job in actually running these elections, setting up all the polling places, doing the logistical things that need to be done, would it have been better to just postpone all the primaries to that August date and have one election day and one early voting lead up?
Well, we started 45 days ago with the absentee ballots going out to military and overseas individuals for this election. In 9 days, we're going to be beginning the same process for the August election, and we'll still be counting, I'm sure, ballots that will be coming in from overseas and military personnel for this past election. So we're going to be actually overlapping the election, the amount of work that we have to do between these two elections, and of course it would have been easier to have it all on one day, but we're subject to what the state legislature determines, and this is what they wanted to have.
How much does it cost to put on a primary times two this year, and does your funding come from the county or the state?
Well, the funding comes from the county. It's a charge back to the municipalities. Normal election, when it's just on one day, would be somewhere between the neighborhood of $200,000 to $300,000 to put on when you take into account the number of election inspectors that we have working today, all the work that's involved in getting the voting machines out to the poll sites and getting everything prepared. The addition of the 9 voting days for early voting adds to that, as well as having, of course, the second election is going to basically double the amount that we're going to spend.
All right. Those early voting numbers, are they going to be available right when the polls close?
Very shortly after the polls close, the early voting numbers will be reported, as will the absentee numbers. So if you go onto the website, you'll notice that there'll be several columns to get the cumulative vote. It'll be the absentee vote, the early voting vote, and then also the votes that are cast today.
Okay, good to know there. And that website is?
www.elections.erie.gov.
All right, Ralph. And we'll also have that on our site at WBEN.com to make it easier for people. Wanted to ask you, too, this is also a primary for lieutenant governor, right? And there's a bunch of names that people might see for the very first time today.
Yes, the governor and the lieutenant governor in the primary elections are two separate offices that are voted on separately. So there will be individuals whose names are listed for governor, and then there's individuals that are listed for lieutenant governor. Generally, the party selects the same individual that gubernatorial candidate has chosen for that person's lieutenant governor. However, it is possible that you have a gubernatorial candidate that may have a candidate running with them in November who was not their first choice. That hasn't happened in a while, but it is possible.
It does make things interesting. Hey, Ralph, thanks so much for the time, as always. Ralph Moore, Erie County Elections Commissioner on the Republican side, talking about primary day, what's on the ballot, and, you know, how confusing it might be, and it does kind of make your head spin when you look at all the dates, all the names, and the double primaries.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.